We are continuing on Shiurim on the Kutuz Kesef. We're on page 149. We're actually 150, but we'll go back a few lines to start from the beginning. And it starts below the dotted line in 149, Chelek Aleph. So, Kavanat Talit Katan, Chelek Aleph, Daf Nun Aleph. So, that is again is a reference to the Siddur Hashash, Chelek Aleph, as opposed to Chelek Beis, and Daf Nun He. So the Nikudas Kesef writes as follows: Kodem shenilmad etzedek kavanat talit katan, toch sidu akadosh nagdim v'neimah. Excuse me. Shealid etalit katan, anu. So what exactly are we doing by putting on a talit katan? So it says, whilst putting on the talit katan, alid etalit katan, anu mamshich mochin denai v'chagat dechagat diasur. So we're going to plug into. That means we're going to mechaven to go up to all the way to the Chagat of Yasud. Now, whereabouts exactly in the Chagat? Because, again, every sphere can, every paltuf and part of a paltuf can be subsplit into different forms, different sections. So we're going to go to the Nine Chagat of the Chagat. Okay, that's where we're getting Shefa from. And we know that it always parallels where you're bringing the Shefa to. So where we're bringing the Shefa to is to the Nine Chagat of the Chagat. That's exactly the same address. But where now? To the Bina de Zah. That's the only language that changes. Now, Hine, this again was only for Talit Katan. Hine, Beprat Betpartsuf Nai de Chagat de Chagat. Now, if you look into this a bit more thoroughly, you will find that there's more details over here. It's not only the Nai the Chagat, but rather, excuse me, Yesh Gamkem Hey Patsufim. There's five Patsufim in this that takes part of this Nai the Chagat. And within that, you're going to also have five patsufim. Okay, which he's going to show us the diagram in a minute. That from the two patsufim of Nai v'chagat, of the chagat the yasud, yesh lekol echad, in each one of them, yesh lekol echad mehem patut chav he. Patsufim, there's going to be 25 patsufim, patiim venatzila tabla, and we're going to see a tabla over here. So let's see the table over here. The title is Seder Tablat Chaf He Patsufim Apatim Denai V'Chagat De'Chagat De'Yasud Anamshich Alidei Talikatan. So here we go. Oh, it's always Be'Ovi. It's Ovi. So, well, let's go a bit over. First of all, let's see the first column. So the first column is Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chagat, and Nai. That's an entire Paltzuf. That's an entire Paltzuf of Zah. Now, if you look to the complete left, you find that he says this in different words. You say the Keter, Chochma, Bina represents Gadlut. The Chagat represents Yanika, and the Nai represents Ibur. That's it right on the left-hand side of this chart. So we're going to have five of these columns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 5 times 5 is 25. That's what he's speaking about. So within this Nai v'chagat d'chagat partzuf, you're going to have 25 partzufim. 25, not really partzufim, but rather elements which make up the Nai v'chagat d'chagat. So when we speak about Talit Katan particularly, we're going to be working with the Nai and the Chagat, that means the two lower rows, which is also called the Ibul Yanika. We're going to be rectifying those two lower rows whilst we're putting on the Talit Katan. And obviously the Talit Gadol is the top three rows, which is Gadlut, which is going to be the Keter Chochma Bina of the Nai, the Chagat, the Chagat, the Yasut, which is going to be putting the Shefa into the Keter Chochma Bina, which is called the Kachab of the Nai Chagat de Chagat, the Bina de Zah. That's for Talit Gadol. Okay, so let's continue. Under the chart, V'hinei, Seder Tikkun HaPatsufin HaNedi Talit Katan Nasi Kach. B'tchil HaMitpashtim HaNaran Toch naran apatim de kol patsufim mehei patsufim nai chagad v'chagad. So, excuse me. 1 minute, please. besides what we already addressed, we spoke about the same thing when we saw the chart on 117, is about how the Rashash equates the shame of the Sefirot and the Partzufim to Naranchi, meaning to spiritual lights, which is the Naranchi. So since we're working with the Ibo Yenika, which is, can also be called Shefa de Katnut, if we apply that Keneged, the Naranchi, that would be Keneged the Nefesh Ruach Neshama, as opposed to Talik Adol, which would be the rest of it, which is Chai Yechida. So he says, "B'tchilam as mitpashetim anaran b'toch naran apratim nikol partzufi mehe partzufim nai chagad dechagad v'ach gara makiv chaya nechnas b'toch auto prat de auto partzuf ve'ole besod or chodze v'sarod v'ach gara nimshach makiv chaya makiv lekol auto partzuf prat." Lekol oto partzuf, meaning that when we're working with this partzuf, we're going to be working with the naran of every single naran of this prat. So that means one, two, three, four, five. The five different pratim of the Ibo and Yenika, which is basically the two lower rows. And then on top of that, you're going to bring the Makif Chaya, which is going to create a situation of Sa'arot, we spoke about last time. And that's going to Makif the whole pulse. Now, so he says as follows. V'lifnei Akdama Zu, Nivara B'siyat Zishmai Et Sidu HaKadosh. Mochim Ditali Katani Chave Lam Shirch Mochim Pnimim V'Ibo V'Yenika ומוכן פרצובק שהם חכם בגדתי שהם חכם בגדתי of what? Of the חג of the חוג דנאי וחגד דקחב דנאי וחגד דחגד דיאסו. Alright, that's a very long-winded address, so we're going to break that down to understand it. So he's going to explain. He's going to explain it right now. Kan mevaer ra bichlalut. She'al idea tali katan, anu mamshichin mochim denai v'chagat, v'kachbad, kachab, depchat denahi, v'chagat, 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 sorry, nai v'chagat, v'chagat, v'yasut. So we're being mamshir be'etzem and be'ovi the nine lechagat of the nine lechagat of the chagat that yasud. So I want to explain that clearly. So let's see those words again. Kan mevay rab bechlalu shali de tal katan and mamshir chemochim the nahi lechagat. Excuse me. Vekachav the prat. So because again, like that's to the two lower rows that we're dealing with over here. Ve'alei l'zkor shel l'nai v'chagad v'kachab d'nai v'chagad d'chagad d'yasud yesh l'kol echad mehem b'pradud naranchi v'kemor shenireh b'hemshech hakavona. So I don't know why he's drawn his chart like this, to tell the truth, because he's missing a part over here. So, all we see in this chart, the two lower rows, which we're dealing with, we see then each one of those, the lower box always a Nahi, the higher box is the Chagat, but you don't see the Kachav, which he's mentioning over here, which is Bishver. But because what he's saying over here, these two Patsufim, each one will have a Naranchi in each one of them, meaning you have an Eses field in each one of these boxes. So you have 10 boxes over here altogether. That means the Ibo section and the Yenika. That's 10 altogether. And each one you have an Aranchi, 10 Sefirot. Okay, so let's continue. Let's turn over the page. To page 150. Ubitocha says the Rashash, Malbishim agimot slamim the Aranchi. And within that, you'll be Malbish the gimot slamim the Aranchi, the Venefesh, the Veruach. Again, a long-winded address. sounds very complicated, but Bikitsu, what's always happening is the system of Kol Tzame. The system of Kol Tzame is essential to understand in order to understand the Kavanah properly. We spoke about this quite many different times, different Shu'urim. I'll just explain to you again. So the Kol Tzame process is from a Pasuk Yecheskel, as brought by the Divrei Shalom, the Neched of the Rashash, that speaks about the Pasuk about Kol Tzame Yovo Lemayim. Tzame is an acronym for Tzlamim. Sorry, let's start from the bottom. Kol means Chaf Lamed, which is Kelim and Levushim. Tzelim is Tzlamim Levushim, Tzlamim, and then you have the Lamed Mem on top of the Levushim, the two Makifim. Okay? So, which is the Mochim and the Oro, Tzame, not Tzelim, Tzame. So again, Kol Tzame. Chaf is the Kelim, Lamed is Levushim, Tzadi is the Tzlamim, Mem is the Mochim, and Aleph is the last letter, which is for the Orot. So every time the Sheva is coming down, it's coming down exactly in that order. And therefore, every time we speak about the Kelim going someplace, you have to know that it has to be preceded by Levushim and Tzlamim, which is the Gimot Tzlamim, then Ranch, which is the Orot, and the Mochim, which are coming down inside the Kelim. Now he says, "Kan matchil Rabbeinu livaer et pratut amshachat tzedak hakol tzame." Oh, he is referring to the Kol Tzame. Dainu, "Mitchil nimshar b'tchinat naranchi shel nahi v'chagat." That means, well, first we're bringing the lights, the orot, the shefa of all 10 sfirot, which is Nai Chagat Nekachav, of what? Again, from our area, or what we call the address, the Nai V'Chagat Nechagat Yasut. Now, he's going to break it down for us. So the first thing we see is Naranchi. Da'ainu, La'amshech Naranchi Yud Pratiim of this Orot. So 10, we're going to break down these Orot in 10 Pratiim. And he's going to split it up. Now, what does he say? Let's follow together on the top line. The top line, the Rashash, is the Ranchi, the Nefesh. So he said the Nefesh refers to the Nahi. The Ruach, says the Rashash, refers to the Yud Sfirot, Pratim, the Chagat. Okay, so that's the Chagat. Nefesh is Nahi. Ruach is another code word for Chagat, or Keneged Chagat. And the Rasha says Din Nachi. Nachi, that's the Kachab. On this particular instance, since we're dealing with Tali Katan, that's going to refer to the Neshama Chayichida, which is the Kachab. Dinner, the Hainu, Kol Pirut Aze, Hu, Bipchatut Partsuf Nai V'Chagat. Ner, again, is a reference to the Nai Chagat. The Ruach the Chagat. The Neshama the Yasud. And Nikra Mochim. Neshama be'erech l'mochim de'aba ve'ima ve'achab v'nikraim chayichida. Now, also, this is the ma'uben, meaning shem shtei b'chinot mochim, them ma'uben means basically the right and left side. And then he continues, this is the Rasha, shubetocham, and within that, meluvashim mochim, the o yinika mochim, ve'em dalishumot elokim. De Yudim, De Ahin, Vide Alafim. So within that, you're going to bring down these three very powerful names of Elohim in the forms of Yudim, Hahim, Alafim, Bitsio, Vav, Yud, Vav, Yud, and then Yud, Vav, Dalit. And I'll show you what that means. He's going to draw a picture for us. V'acha, says Nukuzik, V'acha, Bechinaz Naranchi. Yesh et amochim de katnut. We're going to bring mochim de katnut. Because first we bring down the naranchi. Those are the orot in the Kol Tzame. Shem dalit shemot elokim. And that's going to be the dalit shemot elokim. Elokim de yudim b'moch ha-chochma. Velokim dahin b'moch bina. Velokim de milu elafim she'alev b'tzion yud vav yud b'mor b'morach chasadim d'dat velokim b'milu elafim she'be'alev she'b'tzion yud vav dal b'morach gvod d'dat. Okay, he's going to show a picture later on, so just hold on. So again, the Shemot which we're going to be dealing with is Elohim. Now, why Elohim? Well, the answer is simple, because Elohim is always referenced to Morgan Katnut, and that's what we're dealing here. We're dealing with Tali Katan. So Tali Katan is referred in the Siddur as Elohim. So let's continue. V'kami v'ayah Rav Rabbeinu, which is Rashash, את המשכת המוחים שיש לכל אחד מהי פרצוף הם פרטיים של הנאי וחגה דחגה דייסו דנאי דנרן כפרטיים בנרן שכל אחד נכנס מפשט בנאי וחגה דככה שירי זה כל פרצוף מהי פרצופים מנאי וחגה דחגה דבינה דזם. בקיצור, we're going to be ממשיך now the shefa from Yasut into Bina. Whatever the address is in Yasut, again it's going to parallel exactly that of Zah. And then it continues, says the Rashash. V'chaya d'tzlamim anizkar mispashti b'yutzfil d'partzufim anizkar v'chozer letzed b'sod or chozer der asarot amitpashetet mele'ela letata v'kol yutzfil d'partzufim na'al d'zah. Now, on top of that, not only is it not good enough to bring down all the shefa, but we're going to have to also bring it out of Zah, creating a mitzvah of the Or Chozeh, creating a situation of Sarot. Says the Nikud Zekesef, what does that mean? So it explains, Umakiv Chaya Pratit, the Kol Echad, Mehei Partzuv V'Nai, Nechnas B'tor Partzuv Prati Shelo. ויוצא בסוד או חוזה וסערות, אם כן יוצא, שיש בהי פרצופים, הפרטות נאי וחגד וחגד, גימו בלחינות מקיף חיה, מקיף חיה דיבו, אינו נאי, דנאי, ונאי ודנאי, אבל חגד, למי זה נאי, דנאי וחגד וחגד, וכן מקיף חיה דייניקה, דיינו, חגד, דנאי וחגד וחגד, ומעקיב חיה, דגדלו, דיינו, כחב, דיני וחגה, דחגה. בקיצור, every stage, we have three stages here. Ebo stage, Unica stage, Gadlut stage. And each one of those, even though, again, it's not really shown, I don't know why he didn't write a diagram for this, but on the diagram 149, each one of those three levels, Unica, Gadlut, you find a kachav over there, and that kachav represents the old makiv, which is going to go in the parzuf and then come out of the parzuf. So he says as follows: "But nevesh dechaya, excuse me. The nevesh dechaya, the mochim the ibo. Now that's the lowest stage. Shem sarad nikraim kotzim. It's going to be called kotzim. Yichav leamshicham lo makif lerachel. So what's the tachlis? That's going to go to rachel." Then you have the nefesh dechai, the mochim yinika, that's a higher stage. Shem nimim, not kotzim, called nimim now. That means all yinika is going to create this mitzvah of nimim. Chavelam shicham leomakiv lelea. Venefesh dechai, the mochim degadlu, shem sarot, chavelam shicham leomakiv leza. Okay, is that clear? So we're going to all three stages. Now, why do we have to break up Zah into three stages? Ibo, Unica, and Sarah. Because each one of the stages would lead the Shefa to someplace else. So the stage of the O, Unica, is going to lead the Shefa to Rachel. Which, by the way, creates Sarot, which are called Kotzi. Now, the O Maki, which leads out of Zah, is going to go on the level of Unica to Leah. And the O Yenika, and also is going to create a Sarot, which is called Nimim. Now, the O Mochim of Gadlut, which creates Sarot, is going to go out with Sipat of Zah, and it's going to be the O Makif of Zah proper. Now, there's one more stage. Ve'yechida d'tzlamim aniska Hashem bechinat yud vavdalet shemot ma שהמספר תלית יחווה להמשיך לעומקיף לכל ספירות דפרצוף הנזכר דזה שמבחינת עומקיף היושר. So we're going to have a situation of עומקיף החייר, which is going to be going into the parzuf and coming back, bumping out of the parzuf. And another higher b'china, which is the omakev of yechida. Now, omakev yechida doesn't bechalal go into the parzuf. It's just going to be going around the parzuf b'yosher. It doesn't go like the chozer, go in, come out. Okay, so let's see now. Let's see the here we go. So this is the, we're going to start from the beginning. This is Siddur Hashash, again still on page 150. At the bottom of the page we'll see a diagram of all the Havayas. That's how it starts. So you have various columns over here. So let's see how many columns you have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have 6 columns of Havayas. And every Havaya is accompanied with, on top of the Havayas accompanied the Ekes. Okay? Now, the top row of each one is called Havaya de Eker, meaning it represents the Or Makif. The ones which are below it, which is the Yud Kei Vav Keis, that represents the Or Penimi. Okay, remember, this is a cloud other than all the Kavanas. Now, on the right hand side, we find, looking at the Kud tells us all the information we need. On the right hand side, we're going to start, and it says Patach. Patach is a reference to Chochma. On the left hand side, extreme left, it's Seire, that's Bina. Now in the middle, on the top, that's Kamatz, which is a reference to Keter. Now as you're going lower down in the parts of you find also Chagat Anahim, which is represented by a Segel and a Shva and a Cholem. The Nai is a Tziri, and then you have a Kubus and a Chubuk, which is, well, it depends on which nusach you're using. So those are the Eses Firod that we have by the Nikud, and it's all represented over here by Ekes and Havayos, representing again, like I said, the O Makif and O Pnimi. Now, below that you find, in the smaller print, not bold print, Aleph Lamed Ke Yud Mem. So what is that? That's Elohim. Elohim over here is Bimiloi. Now, why Elohim? So we start off with the Havayas. The Havayas are all representing of the Orot, of the Kol Tzami. The next level under the Kol Tzami is what? Three Aleph, you have Mem. Mem is Mochim. So this is Mochim. The Elohim's Bimiloi, that is called the Mochim. Now, I have to tell you, Klal and the Rashash is that often the next two levels is called Tzlamim and Levushim are left out. You have to know they're there, because that's the system. The system always has to go through a process of called Tzame. And often the Rashash skips right directly to the Kalim, which is the last stage. So really there should be 5 rows of Shemus, but often we only find 3 rows. Okay, it's not a kasha that Mefarshim always tell us many times over. A pitgam called Be'av HaSakitzo. The Rashash, you know, didn't have time to write out every single name handwrittenly, so what he did, he just skipped out stages. But you have to know they're there. So on page 151 at the top, we're going to skip to the last stage, which is called the Kalim. Now what do we find over here? These are the Eser Kalim of Zah. So here we go. So we have the Kalim of, let's start from the right top corner, it's Chochma, left is Bina, middle is Dat, and then the next lower section you have Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and then finally the last row you have Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Those are the names of the Kalim. It's not something that the people usually memorize, because these Kalim change, depends on Talik Gadol, Talik Katan, Asiya, Bria. It depends which world you're in. So these are found in Shah Mem Dalit, in the Etz Chaim, called Shah Shemot. Per Gimel and Per Kei, particularly. Over there, you're going to see all the names of the Shemot. So this is where the Rashash got it. He imported them from there in making a Siddur, which is workable for us. So again, it's not something we can memorize. These are Shemot. We don't know the reasons why. These are the names of the Kalims of that. But that we're mekabel that, like we're mekabel most things from the Arizal blindly, because we understand they had the Ruach HaKodesh and Eliyahu Navi came to him and told him this, which is the Kabbalah straight from Moshe Rabbeinu Mahar Sinai. Now we find over here there's three different levels over here for example, let's take Chokhmah, top right corner on page 151. So top right says Gimel Keli Chokhmah Dizam. This Gimel Keli Chokhmah, there's three different levels, you see that? So you have a Yud Vav Dal Ke, Yud Vav Al Vav Ke Aleph, that's level one, number one. And then you have Ribua De Havaya, which is Yud, Yud Ke, Yud Ke Vav, Yud Ke Vav Ke. And then finally you have the Havaya De Ma, which is Yud Vav Dal Ke Aleph, Vav Al Vav Ke Aleph. So three different, like, why do we have three different rows of Kelim? One is to represent the Keli Penim, which is the top row, Keli Emsai, which is the middle row, and Keli Chitzon, that means the exterior part of the Keli, which is the bottom row. So let's continue underneath that diagram. It's in 151. It says, "V'sarot she'em amochim digadlu yamshich le'omaki lizam." He's just repeating himself, the Rishash, that we're talking about a case where the omaki av the tali gadol is going to be the makiv yechida for zeh, which is going to go complete around the pasuk, as opposed to the next level, which is called yinika. Says nimim she'em memuchim the yinika the or makiv leleah nuk elyona. The next level, which is yinika, is going to go to Leah. Vekotzim, which are going to go to Rachel. He says vekotzim memuchim the ibo le or makiv le Rachel nuk v'dizah she'em b'chinat atzitzit. That's going to be the tzitzit that we see. It's really represented as the akeret abay, which is Rachel. That's what we're aiming for. And then he said, "Yechidad Slamim," and he's going to have a Yud Shemot Ma. Oh, so now we're top level, back to the top level. "Yechidad Slamim," and he's going to have a Yud Shemot Ma. They are going to have a Yud Shemot Ma. "Shehem Mispat Talit." If you count the 10 Ma, you come to Talit. "Chavin Hamshim Le Omak Lekol Yutzvil De Patzuva Nitzke Dizam." Okay, so these are going to be in your aid. This is the Omakif written out here. Because it doesn't go in the Patsuf, the Yechidah never goes in the Patsuf, it always goes around the Patsuf. And then the next line is Dalit Tzitzit De Talikatan De Mochim De Chub Chug Shem Dalit Elokim De Yudim De Arafim De Ahim De Mochim Mitzad Ima Kfulim Veshuzurim Memochim Mitzad Abba. Oh. As we know that the Patsufim, there's a Musagav called the Halbasha. The Halbasha of one Patsuf into another. We know that Ima is in the lower stratosphere, and then we have Abu, which is inside Meluvash. So we need now to put them, we need that to make that same manifestation in our Talit, which is a manifestation of Abba Ima coming down, the Orot. So let's read that again. Dalit tzitzit. Now we'll explain the tzitziot. Why are they interwoven as they are? Dalit tzitzit, the mochim, which represents the mochim, the chokhmah bina, and chasdun dad gvod. That was what, those are the four corners. They have four corners representing the four different sfirot, main sfirot of shefa. And those are represented, since we're dealing with katnot, again, talit katan is dalit elokim, four sets of elokim. Now these four sets are spelled in three different ways. Elokim can be spelled with yuds, they can be spelled with alephs, and they can be spelled with hays. Now, the reason why we're spelling it, because this is a reference to Ima. The mochim de mitzad Ima kfulim shuzurim be mochim de mitzad Abba. Because this again, the fact that we're weaving our tzitzit so many times over, is to show this connection, a strong connection between Abba and Ima. So let's see the Shemot over here. So the top right corner of this diagram, we're gonna have four corners. This is represented four quadrants over here. So Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Lamed, Lamed. So two Alephs and two Lameds. Underneath that, you're going to find Hey Hey, Yud Yud, and Mem Mem. So what does that tell you? That is Elohim spelled twice, isn't it? Two Aleph, two Lamed, two K's. And how are the Hey's spelled? With Yud's. Okay. So that is Elohim be Yud. Now, let's go to the left. Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Lamed. Hey Hey, And how is the hay spelled again? Hay spelled with hay. That's Elokim behay. And then the bottom right is Alevav Lam Lamed Hey Alev. See, Elokim spelled with Aleph now. And finally, you have Alevav Lam Lamed Hey Alev again, spelled with Aleph, because it's only three different times. There's Alephim and Yudim and Heyim. So therefore, if I'm not mistaken, the two back titsiot are going to be spelled with Aleph. The one to your right corner is spelled with Yud. And the one to the left, your corner on the left, is going to be spelled with a hey. And he says, "V'kivon azu mivayin rabbinu shah shemachesh shekol inyan tzitzit shuzurim shah rag bitalit gadol imkem adu otzarir tarit katan gam tzitzit shuzurim." Okay, so he's referring to it by talit gadol. So his question is, if talit gadol, you've done the shizur already, meaning you've intertwined it, Abba V'Ima, already talit gadol, so why do you have to do it again by talit katan? That's his question. So, al zeh mivar rabinu shash, shemorim talit katan, she'em na'i dechagat, dechagat diyasut. So what is that, Rabbi? Talit katan is nahi, al the chaga, nai chaga, al the chaga deza, de yasut, me'ache, ve'em ba'im ze b'toch ze, b'toch aba ganiz ve'ima, aba is his inside ima, zehu ha'ina she'tzar takan tzitzit shzurim. So, at the end of the day, the fact is, even though the Abba V'ima is intertwined it, which we call halbasha, in the talit gadol, meaning in the kachav, nevertheless, that doesn't mean that they don't need to be intertwined into or mitlabshim chad l'sheni in the stage of Ibu Yinig, and that's why talit katan pashut also needs this elokim's woven to themselves. And then he says, "Yichal afchid akali mekelim denai de penim de chitzonim de yitzira leavshir mehem mochim de zivug de neshama im naramche de nefesh." Okay, this is a separate kavanah. Kavanah here is to take away the klipot, which attaches itself to any davar shebe kedusha, particularly in the world of yitzirah, because the world of yitzirah is keneged zah, and that's what we're doing with the majority of our time. 99% of our time is to misaken zah, and which resides is which is keneged the world of yitzirah. And that's why he says you have to concentrate to take away the klipot of the night, the pnim, the chitzonot, the yetzirah, lamshich mehem mochim, and not only to take away the chitzoniot, the negative part of it, but also to bring positive shefa into it, lamshich mehem mochim, mizivug neshama, meranchin the nefesh. So that's what you see over there, that's the nahi, that's the on the right hand side you find the havaya. The Eken Havai, which was in the Omakim or Panimi, which is in the Kud of the Tziri. And then on the left hand side, you find the Nikud of the Hod. And then in the middle, you find the Nikud of Yesod over there. And the middle line, you see your point, you'll see that it's doubled because always the Kava inside is always doubled because it's a. It's a little bit of the chilek of the right, a little chilek of the left. That makes why it's double. And the last line is Kavanat Zeshach Le Seder Tikur Chitzoniut Olamot Ve'arachnu Bezeh B'Mekomo Ein Sham. And this represents the world of the Chitzoniut of the Olamot, the exterior part of the world, as opposed to the Pnimiut, because we saw, as we know, in anything we do, we always have to concentrate on two facets. The chitzoniut facet and the pnimiut, the exterior part of something and the interior. We have to rectify both. And therefore, the Arizal tells us a rule based on the Zohar that when you fix the chitzoniut, I told you this already, this is dafka when you're doing a maisin. Not only any maisin, four different pratidic maisin. One of the four is talit. So you have to know, every time you put a talit, you have to know automatically, if you pop into your mind, you're doing a tikkun in the chitzoniut of the olamot. Okay, well, that's very good. So we finished now the kavanot of the tzitzit, a katan. So there's a lot there. Obviously, you have to go over it, But at least now when you look in the Siddur HaShash and you see all these Kavanot, all these Shemot, you'll have a good understanding of where you're holding. Now we're going to move to Kavanat Talit Gadol. This is the Siddur HaShash. Those who have Siddur HaShash Amud Tfas, it's going to be in Chelek Aleph Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. And he says as follows. קודם נלמד את סדר הכוונה תלית גדול, תוך סידור קדוש נקדים ונאמר, שעל ידי התלית גדול, אנו ממשיך ומורחים לככב חגד, דייסטות. Okay, as opposed to when we did תלית קטן, we did the nine חגד of the חגד. Here we're doing the ככב of the חגד. See, we've just gone a level higher. Where we're bringing the two, it's obviously the ככב of the חגד, the בינה דזה. Here, בפרטות, פרצוף עם ככב, דחגד, יש גם כן היי פרצוף, יש כל אחד כלולו עם גם מהי, each of the five are have five. Excuse me. ואיינו שלגימו פרצוף ככב דחגד, דייסוד יש לכל אחד מהם היי פרצוף חב, היי פרצופים פרטיים, ונעשה לזה, טבלה. So, here we go. So, we're going to have over here, say the tabla chav e patsuf and pratim. Oh, I understand. It's something you just clicked for me. Let's go back to the chart. Excuse me. 149. When I told you that he's not mentioning over here the kachav, that's not true. What he's representing over here in 149 is not a ibu yinika and gadlu, meaning ibu yinika talit katan and gadlu talit gadol, like I told you beforehand. But rather, what he's doing, what he wants to represent over here, which he could have done, to make tabla a klali, which I thought he was doing, but rather what he's doing over here, he's putting one tabla over here for talit katan exclusively. And the one on 152 is exclusive for talit gadol. So let's go back to 149. Let's explain that very quickly. So again, you have three stages here, gadlut, yinika, and ibul. Three different sections over here. Now each one is going to be reflecting another section of Shefa you're bringing down to manifest Talit Katan, to rectify Talit Katan. So the Ibu Yanika, which is the Nine the Chagat, that's right, the Chagat. And then you're going to have the higher part, which is the Kachab of the Nine the Chagat. Again, a subdivision in the Talit Katan. Okay, so I hope that was clear. Now all of this is going to be reproduced, except this is all working in the kachab of the chagat. So within the kachab, again, it's going to be subdivided to the ibu yinika and gadlut of the kachab of the chagat, the yasus. Okay, I hope that makes sense. So that's better. That works. That fits much better into the words. Now, let's continue. So, just below the diagram, he says, on page 152, just below the diagram, Bine. Said the tikkun ha-parzuf she'al ydi ha-talit gadol na'asi kach. Here goes. B'tchila mitmashti manaram. This is exactly copy and paste that we saw when we learned talit katan. First, you bring the lower b'chinas of the talit gadol, which is manaram. Where are you going to bring it to? Toch naran pratim, the kol patsuf, nehe patsufim, pratim the karal the chagad, and came akiv chaya nichnas, toch auto prat, the auto patsuf, only besed or chose, tsarot vakan, mshon makiv, chaya or makiv, the kol auto prat, the auto patsuf, the fiak damazun, the vibe is as the shem sidua kadosh. So the exact same thing. First, we're going to start with the low bechinas of the talit gadol, which is going to be the ibu yinika, or you can also call them nai v'chagat, and also you can call it the naranchi of the naranchi. Now he says as follows: says the Rashi, "Shechav elamshich lezad salmei mochim." Why salmei? Because we know we're working with the called salmei system. So first you bring the orot, and then you're going to bring down the mochim, and then you're going to bring the tzlamim. So right now he's explaining the tzlamim section. So again, yechav lehamshich lezat salmei mochim denaranchi denachi deruach neshama mikachav chagad deyasu lekamacharad debina denzat. So that's the address where it's coming from and going to.
וזו ההקדמה הכללית, מובן רבי משה זיה, שעל ידי נתקל גדול, אנו ממשיך את סמוכים, אין רנחי שלהם, וככב חגד יסוד, וככב חגד בין הדדה. So on page 153, ותלית הוא יוד, וו דלית, למצטן אבא יוד, דמה, יגן אבא דתן אבא יוד, דמה, כי הוא יחידה דצלמים. Because before we're talking about the chaya. Now we're talking about all the rest. Now we're talking about the top section, which is called Yechida Nitzlamim, on the top of the page 153. Makif Yosher Ha'Elyon Makif Lekol Klalut Yutzfirot Zan. This again is called the Makif Chaya. So Makif Yechida, which is the highest bechina that there is, and it goes all around Zan, and it can't even come close to the keli. Koshikin, it can't come in and pop out like the Makif Chayadin. And he says as follows. Excuse me. Ken Mubua Besidur Shebad Talit, that means the actual fabric of the Talit, Romez the Makif Ayechida, the Pratu Patsuf, Kachav Chagat, the Atitiot, Em, or Makif, or Pinimi, sorry. The opening me, hachozer deres arod rosh chayad slamim, and the light which goes in is a lower line, which is called the or chozer or the or chaya makiv chaya. Chen tzitziot, which creates the talit, the tzitziot which are hanging from the talit. Shayu vechen tzitziot imayim. Imam, gam kem romazim makiv chaya, shu chozer v'sarot nizkena b'pchatka b'pchatzuv. Parsei chagav, chagav, kachav, sorry, the chagav. Chavet, ki hem, dalit tziot, kenegdal shemot, aki, alef, ke, yud. Demor bina, de kachav, chagav, tvuna, lekol echad, klulam, chet, chutim, kenegel, chet, ot yod, kol shem, aki, male. We'll explain this in a minute. כפולים שוזורים, מדע לשמות, עקו, זה גבוהות ואין עולים, בשם רק דלת שמות, עקי, דמוח בינה כי הם ייקח. Again, very long and very complicated address over here, but we're going to split it up to understand exactly, slowly, surely, what he means over here. Excuse me. Okay, so let's start. Kan mevaer, and again I'm on page 153. Kan mevaer bisidur shedalet kanfot atalit hen keneged dalet mochim dibina diima libchatut makif chaya. So again, we have four corners of the talit. Why do we have four corners of the talit? Keneged the four mochim which are coming from the bina diima. And as well, the prat of the makiv chaya. Four corners again, to simulate the four mochim which are coming from ima. Now, the kol kanaf, every corner, yesh bahem chet chutim. We know that there's eight strings hanging from each corner. Keneged dalit shemot aki. Keneged the four names of ima, which is Aki, which is just means the we're just losing, we lost the last letter. And we're just the first three letters of Eke, Aleph, Ke, Yud. Hamili'im, we're going to mimali them, we're going to spell them out, that means. Dibina Niskelel. Beklulim imayim dalit mochim digvuro didad diima. And also accompanied with this Shefa is going to be what's called the gvuro didat of ima, which are all coming down. The pratut makiv chaya, which is a prat makiv chaya, which goes in, comes out. Okay, em chutim. That's why you have four. Okay? So you have four again, the four mochim, four shemot ekim for the mochim. And then you have the mochim, the chasid, the gvodidat as well, so that's four and four. That's eight. Yicham elam shiach. יחב להמשיך מוחים סדרשש דיבו יניקה מוחים דגדלו דקטנו
So we're going to bring in now the top part of that box on 140 and 150. Oh, wait, 152 over here. The top part of the box is going to be now, which is called the kachav. Excuse me. Again, I repeat that. Again, mechav le'amshach mochim the ibov yinik the mochim the gadlut the katnut means it's kind of rabbinu vayir pratut the mashach the mochim the kachav. We're giving the kachav of the chagad. וכשידוע יש לבוכים אלו פחת הדרך הדרך התליקתן דהיינו שכחם חגד יש פרטוי ועצובים שהם נהי which Bikita is just explaining us the chart the נהי and then you have the נהי which is Ibo Yenike which is חגד and God which is כחם כל אחד מהם יש בהם גם כפחתות נרנחי each one is going to have a נרנחי as we see in the chart 152. And then he continues by saying that כל אחד מהם יש מגיעים ופחד נערכה לכם דהיינו שלא גימו פרצוב כחב דחגת יעשו נמשכים על ידי מצוות תל גדול כחב לחגת דבינה דזה. So by putting on תל קטן תל גדול that being ממשיך to you automatically this extra shefo which is called the גימו פרצובים כחב. Yes, within that is another 25 smaller patsufim. And this is exactly what he's going to explain. The Rosh Hashanah is going to explain to us now. So here go. We're bringing on the mochim the evil, which is the first day, which is the last row in the chart. Yenika, which is the higher, the second row from the bottom. You bring in that, that's called the unique, the chagad, the mochim, the chagad, the gadud katnut. Excuse me. Again, it's gadlu because we're doing tal gadol, but it's a katnut because it's the lowest part of the gadlut. Vainu. Shamochim, the all yenika and mochim, all those three stages, which are the next three stages on top of that. Aniska, heinam pratu, the kachab, the chagad. Okay? Now, Mochim de Abba is coming in again. Remember, Shizurim, tying together the knots and tying together the strings, is a reflection of Abba, which is tightly bounded with Ima. Mochim de Abba, Chub Chug de Chokma, Dalet Shemot, Absag Mauben. Vidalet Shemot, Kasa Kasa, Kama Kana, de Bina de Abba. Bina de Abba. Again, these are just names. It's not. There's no sfara that we know of. These are just givens, and this is the process of Abba mingling with Ima. Now let's continue. Dalet shemot akwa mili Ima der absag maruben el shedalet male yudim ve'avav chaserim chasra dechasidim nedat. The vav is going to be missing. ודלת אקו אקו על דרם מילוא הנזכר בגבור דאבא המוכים דאמא דלת שמוד יקו במילוא אבסג מהרבן וחוכמה. We're going to see a diagram about this, by the way, so it's going to be easier. Right now the Rosh Hashanah is just listing out all the pchat, all the different details which are going to be flowing down from Yasur into Zah. ודלת שמות אקי במילו קסה קסה כמה קנאבי בינה ודלת שמות אקו במילו יהודים האיים לאלפים דהאין אלא שגימול ווים חסרות. There's three ווים which are missing from this equation. ודלת וו אלף אלף מלאה באלף בחסדים ודלת שמות אקו מילאים דוגמתם ברורות. So the Rav now has told us all the Shemot of the Mochim which are coming down. Chagad Yasu Me'acher Ve'em Mochim Yasu Mevi Rav Kan Es Shemot Mochim De'aba V'deim. So the Rosh Hashanah brought down, since you bring it from Yasu, you bring it from the male and female Patsuf, that's why everything is doubled. And then the Rosh Hashanah says on the final line here, 153, when you wrap yourself up with the talit, you again, as we do our minhagis, then you wrap yourself up with the talit, you put the left, you put the right corn, the talit, the tzitziot which are in front of you, wrap it up and you put it over your left shoulder. I'll read that again.
to the right hand side, because again, you when you have the talit, let's start from the beginning. It's not to make this confusing. When you put the talit over your neck, you have two to the right, two on the left. So you two on the right, and you put over your left shoulder. Now, remez, what does that mean? Giving over to the nukva shefa, obviously. Shalakachav shtei shtitzio the chug. You're taking the chasdim gvodadat. Yota be'achor. V'shtei tzitzios ma'achirim yisher tluyim b'fanav. B'fanav. Lo'orot. Lo'orot al etchein mochim d'chum shalakachav b'chazgatat b'panir. So you have two in front, two in the back. So that is going to be a situation of the shef of the chug, which is in front, and the chug chasadim dag vodag, which goes in the back. Ve'inyan ze kval tam ne'er ba'arichut gedol bi'mivur shah kavona b'yamshah kavona b'yamshah kavona b'yamshah. So this again is just a chazara, what we learned beforehand, and here is the picture of 154 and 155 is the picture of la halacha lema'aseh of the Talmid Gadol. So let's go through it again. So again, let's keep in mind, every time you find a page in front of you of Kavanot, always the trick is always to put it into the format of Kol Tzameh. Once you understand this formula of Kol Tzameh, you're doing very, very, very advanced already in the Kavanot. Okay? So the highest part of the Kol Tzameh is what? Aleph, which is Orot. And that's what we see at the beginning, top of the page. You have Keter. Remember, how do we know how to differentiate between the different Tzviot? They all look alike over here. Dal, Ekez, and Avayas. The Tan says, just look at the Nikud. The Nikud will exactly inform you of which you have to. This is something you have to memorize. The Nikud, which Nikud it has to do with, which corresponds to which Tzvira. You know, the Kamat is Keter, the Patech is Chochmah, Tzeri is Bina, and Kul, that you have to memorize. But once you have that clear in your mind, you look at the daf over here of Kavanot, you see, look at the Nikud, and then it's all clear to you what is what. And by the way, that only works by the Orod, by the Mochim and the Tzlamim and the Kelim, there's no Nikud, so we have a new system, how to understand what is what over there. So the next line over here is going to be after the Orod, is Aleph, is Mem. Remember, called Tzameh. So the Mem represents Mochim. Then the Mochim, you have Chug, which is Chochma Bina, and also you have Chug, which is Chasidim Dad Gvud Dad. So this is what he's saying over here on the next line. On the right hand side, you have Chug Chug, the Chochma Daba. And then you have the right, going from the right to the left, the Chasidim the Dad Daba, and then the Chasidim Gvud Dad Daba. And then you finally have the Bina Daba. The next line is exactly the same except for Ima. So that's what's called the Mochim. Those are the powerful Shefa, which is electrified and kept sustained by the Orot, which is the top line. And now on the third row of Kavanot, which is the Kelim, says Gimel Kelim Chochma Daza, Gimel Kelim Debina, Gimel Kelim Dad, and then again another two rows that's going to the Chag of the Nahi. All of the Shefa which is going into those Kelim again. And not the other two parts of the Kol Tzameh which are not showing, the Tzlamim and the Levushim, which are not part of all of this. But again, the Ava the Kitzo, the Rashash decided not to put it in. And finally, on page 155, he says, "Zu kavanat hamshach de mochin de pratu tehei patzuv de nai v'chagad de kachav de kachav de chagad de yasu de kachav de chagad de bina de za." Again, we're working the kachav, which is a reference to Talmid Gadol. V'ne kol patzuv tehei patzuv kachav chagad kolur min ran chi adar nizka leil b'Talmid Gadol v'ne ran nimshach b'toch patzuv chayichida makifir. זו כוונת המובץ כאן, which is brought over here, להמשך את המוחים דנרן פרטים דהי פרצוף וככה וחגד יעשו לתוך, where is he going to? To the חגן בקדקת, we've just made you צפור, דהי פרצופים על די ככה וחגד בנרזה. And this is what he left out over here. Excuse me. When we're dealing with the makifim, that's going to create a different Sa'arot, which is coming out from Zah. So it's a Sa'arot she'em memuchim de gadlo de amshir le chub de Zah. Nimim, which is mochim de yinika,
Remember, so Yinika Gadlut, we would start from always from Gadlut, Yinika and Ibo. So again, the second level is creating the Nimim. That's Mokhim the Yinika, Leomakiv Lelea, Lenukva Eliona. And then finally, the Kutim She'em Ibo, Leomakiv Lerachel. The Nukva Desam She'em Bechinat Tzitzit, or Makiv Chaya. Now, the Makiv Chaya, that was all the Ibo, Yinika, and Gadlut. Now, what about the Makiv Chaya, which is the Pratut? Which is the pchad that the kol partzuv the hey partzuv ka'achav the chagad nichnas le'tov v'tov partzuv yotze le'tzod or makiv or chaya disavon. Okay, so that goes in the partzuv, comes out of the partzuv. Now finally, the highest level, which is called the yechida, the yechida that's talking about niska shehem chinas yud shemot ma shehem mispar talit yichavel amshich le'or makiv le'kol echad meyut zvirot the partzuv. Lepartzunaz dezam shehem bechinat o makiv de gadlut veyosher. So again, these are representing these ten shemot of the ma, like we saw in Kadmos, represent the yichida. O makiv yichida v'pchad v'kol partzuv behe partzuv v'karachav dechagad makiv lekol ot partzuv v'pchati shelo. Okay, I know that was a little bit quick, but again, it's exactly what we learn by the mochim de katnut. It's what we find by the mochim de gadlut. Okay, so I think we'll stop it here for now.